Shalom. This is Billy Brim, and my phone did a little kind of a funny thing here when I muted you for the call. I wonder if someone from home would text me if you're hearing me all right.
I'm hearing you.
Who are you?
This is Max.
Max! Bless the Lord. Yes, I'm getting these. I'm getting these little messages here that I'm on. Guess what I'm doing, Brother Max?
What are you doing?
I'm sitting in my hotel and my Mir Peset. I'm looking across to Jordan.
Praise God.
I'm at Yom HaMelech, the Dead Sea, and okay. I have a door open, and it's just balmy, beautiful weather here. The palm trees are swaying. Oh, my, yes. And a little bird has perched out there. Hope he doesn't try to fly in here while we're talking, because I do want to leave my door open. And all is well with you, Brother Max?
All is well. We are, well, there's a little downside here. We've been praying for Quinn and Kathy and Margaret and Lori and everybody with us. There is some kind of like a virus or flu. I don't know what it is. Almost really got me. Prayer for
they?
All of them.
Where are they?
They are, they're here in Jordan with me in the city of Erbil right now.
Oh, they're there already. Okay. Oh, well, yeah, we're going to do it right now. That's just
the conference is tomorrow. The conference is tomorrow. We need them to get well. Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh, my goodness, it is written. Hallelujah. It is written. Praise God. Glory to God. If you'll hold on just a minute, I want to get my prayer scriptures here. I'm getting out my book, you know, that I do, my health book every day. And we're going to just speak some of these scriptures here over them. Bless the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, we have a covenant of healing. And the Lord said, my covenant will I not break nor alter the thing that has gone out of my lips. And so this is Isaiah 53. Now, this is what we are saying right now. Well, we'll start with Psalm 103, and this goes for all of them. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He forgave all my sins. He healed all my diseases. He redeemed my life from the pit. He crowns me with chesed and mercy. He satisfies me with good so that my youth is renewed as the eagles. Now, Lord, right there in that Psalm 103, it says, he healed all my diseases. And we know that Jesus accomplished that on the cross. So this is Isaiah 53. He was despised and rejected of men, a man of pains and acquainted with sickness. And they hid, as it were, their faces from him. He was despised, and they esteemed him not. But in truth, he has borne our sicknesses and endured our pains. They did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded because of our transgressions, bruised because of our iniquities. His sufferings were that we might have shalom. And by his injury, by his stripes, we are healed. Hallelujah. Amen. It pleased Jehovah to crush him by disease. Hallelujah. So he did that for us. And then it is written in Matthew 8:17, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. 1 Peter 2:24, who his own self bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Now, we're not putting up with this. We know this is an attack of the devil. And so right now, we're going to take our authority. God, we are thankful to you that you revealed in Colossians that we're not under the power of the devil. We're redeemed. We have been translated out from the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of your beloved Son. You have redeemed us by the blood of the Lamb. And so in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we just thank you, Father, that we are seated with him and in him in the heavenlies, and we take our authority right now. Oh, you know what the Lord said to us last week? This is what he closed with last week. Do this, church. command all spiritual forces of darkness to leave. And so that's what we say. You spiritual forces of darkness, my Lord, our Lord, gave us a word. He closed off last week with this. Command all spiritual forces of darkness to leave. Max, you do that right now. Command all those spiritual forces of darkness to leave. Concerning the sickness, but concerning the whole conference. You do that right now, and we'll join you. Our faith.
Oh, okay.
Just speak directly to, and he said spiritual forces of darkness, so call them that. I would if I were you.
The spiritual forces of darkness, we command you right now in the name of Jesus to leave right now. We plead the blood of Jesus over it. The Isma Rabbi Yisrael al-Masih. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we have the authority and we have the victory in you, Lord. We thank you that the conference will go on and all of them will be joined with me tomorrow. And there is nothing can stop us. Nothing can stop us. Nothing can stop us. We have you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father, we're all here together. We, WWPs, are all over the world, literally right now. And in the name of Jesus, we're not going to put up with the demonic things. You told us, those who have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign as kings in light through one Jesus Christ. And so that's what we're doing right now. We are reigning as kings in life. We're here in Jordan. We're here in Israel. We're here in, I know there are people from around the world, and I heard someone from California singing happy birthday to me. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we join. Let's right now concentrate on joining our faith. We join our faith right now, and we join our authority. We join our authority. We put it all together in one great big package, and it is a power. It is a force that demons cannot stand against. Ha-ha. And so we just do that right now. We laugh at you, devil.
Yes,
just laugh at you. We laugh at you. You think you could bring trouble to that conference? You're a day late and a dollar short. We have got the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. And that's what we're using against you. Bless the Lord. Amen. Our Lord said to us last week, and I thought it was so wonderful, that we are to consider when you are watching the world become increasingly unstable and wondering what's coming next, your assurance that things will work out is me. Our assurance that things will work out is Him, our God and Lord. So that's our assurance that Max's conference is going to go just fine. All the people is going to be blessed. What is our assurance? God and our Lord Jesus Christ. You said your times are in my hands. That means the times of that conference are in God's hands. The times of the conference are in God's hands. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Oh, and listen to this, the one he said last week to us. Remind yourselves that God is for you. You are found in Christ. Those who stand against you cannot compete with my power. Satan, you can't compete with God's power.
No.
We laugh at you. We laugh at you. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we claim the healing power of God in our friends and sisters. Immediate. Right now, in Jesus' name. They'll sleep well tonight. They'll wake up in the morning as if they never had anything wrong. In Jesus' name. We praise you for it and give you glory. And we just speak peace to Max's being. We speak peace to Max's being. I'm just asking you for a bubble of comfort to come down over Max, Lord, concerning the conference and concerning each of the people. I know how it is. I have conferences. I know the devil likes to bring little things up. But, oh, I do know that comfort. I know that comfort. But nothing can go wrong. Why? Because it's in you and it's in your hands. It's in your hands. It's in your hands. The day has come and it's in your hands. And, oh, Lord, help us pray about it today when we're praying in tongues. Help us pray about it. And Father, we're using our authority right now all together for, you said to lift up those who are in authority. And so we're lifting up right now the President of the United States, President Donald John Trump, his family. And Father, we lift up all of those that you have placed in offices in our states and in our towns and our little hamlets. Oh, Father, in our school boards and all the places where you put someone, we pray for that person. And I know that we can do it. And I know that your power will disseminate right now into their very lives. We lift up particularly the Lilies in the Department of the Interior. We lift up dear brother Cody in the JFK's office. And we lift up Lily, hallelujah, Lily Cerrone Mills, as she serves in the ambassadors, Israel embassy in the United States. Father, in the name above every name, I lift up all the ones who will be making their way into our trip that we're having here, our tour. And for those who need certain documents for someone concerning their flight in here, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we claim those documents all okayed and all permission given in Jesus' name. And I know we've got it. There's no doubt about it. Praise your holy name, Lord. Praise your holy name. Oh, makafrande hiskaga. Mashkodonyene kwa maskodonya. Oh, pilakanga. Pilakanga bachana. Maskodobri, maskodobri, maskodobri. Ashkondobri, katrakadaga halaila, anstonimo qua, astonimo qua, astonimo qua. Kuvritania, nequana, nacunio, nocoho, nocoho, recampam, palcamama, maconga. Monio, nocoro, conio, nocoho, conio, nocoho, recandia, napam. Alogombra, scotogoho, nocoho, nocobratia. Inishan, toto, dogohoba. Akfula, ke praca, frange. Mastoda prakine tonia. Mashkoto trehe tangara gadashka. Migwanya ne quas photobrica di cacania ne cohora candara non bracchia ne gadashka. Privanya ne cohora con depra. Pridica frania ne cohora con bebele tohoshandia ne quatta. Kashkodon grandia ne me qua. She prakata frangia ne cohora con batta. Mito, 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 mito. Kambrahala kumbrakiti gavratya. Ijana makwash kato prokoto kohule kabra frantiono koto brikiti katashka. Bili tu frange, mantoro koto hoja. Kriskatoria makai, oh Sabritania. Sabritania frihili kora nakai. Bushwa taliak donye. Bikwata frahala kuprikata ka frange de kohore kopinga. Krijan toro kotoshka tebra ka frangia na kotoshka timbra kotoko pre. Mile kombre rikanga na kadashka ta pika toko fra. Ili motwe kanciarono. Sibele taia na kahala kasa kotoshke na kombre ke debanya. Ijan toro kohoro kombre ka fraia na komba. Behechano, behechano. Sweet baby, Latonia Mikai, Ajoto la Kavrika Londili Bai. Bilota la Kura Makaya Naku, Ajete le Kanga, Fratula Fratu. Bolia Vatenye ne Quash Katoche, Grivano no Kura Maliando Lukana, Stietto Lukoko, Capito no Quash Katabrenye ne Qua, Ilibaglia no Querio Nangilita. Si patto lo combre catifra cotè e gitù e gitù e gitù caflanie. Lo le caracaia. Dan sciotto le quattro un gerber la cutta. Un solo copua. E fecio pagliando. Miguel le cu a sciotto lo combre. Ricaia na cu. O sangue le copra cadaha sciantie. Tene condo hoscia cambra catancia da gotò. Che belli hitora ma nasce le brecqua sciotte le compra. I belli tu sue fra cogne ne qua. Matue in an aquaria, anyanequa, lalita. Gabida toro coton, anyanequa la caca, bate caca. Crida le cobre kitiko fronia. Shivera kadopa shakti in a cora. Manchona kohoshe. Bidiguali kafra kotian yanequa. Goje te kotushkwa, e shantulu kopre. Kravidan yara kohore kan baletiti ono kwa, kopre kata gadosh kata kse. Ise te gohore kon bakya na katya te kotoke shatya. Briti andolo goho fra, peko viene kwa. Piti kalanya na kwa, makolo kopre te atratishko. Gabilation de Rogobri fricatai, unshowed in a mat. Unshowed in a campracataca frontia. Ishato de Rogoshan Korogodoshka tambrika de Kotashka. Mi paillion dorica pitio. Mi paillion no coracom bravka dieska tonche de GoPro. Masco do prifre. Mandeli cumbreke di cafra. Je ne mettoué, te li kohoro kon gambi, li li kon praktie, e lavra toujou chwa to che piafra ka de kanga. Blivro ho chwa, masko tom pri kote ka taiska tanche de kotoshka. Mi kwa baratin jo no kotoshka tam pri kate ka lai. E blivro chwa matu, 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 makai. E se doska, skandiene kopra. Mitwe protonci di gohoshua. E se gotombre te frektiando lo gohofraktiana kodoshka tablika tiketa. E stionta de gohopafka. E se andora katali andombre katika la halakai yaneka laika. Ti vile che ti andò, perché te cadasca, profra cantino. Tamascete. Govra di svattonce ne cuore catticcia ne cotosca tampra catacallai. Mi qua avrà cala cora congara cadasca incendie. E se te tu cupua, e se ti copre fricandiando do gocciaglia. Qui vale toria manacae, e le vritua s'accopre che te caffogne, ma scotobri che fra oncegne ne qua, con le cabre belle togne ne qua, tata copusciata. Ma tu rocotone coprevre che tignono qua, alla chigno no qua, no qua, no qua. E se te, ah, e le conga. Pele tonga mea fre in dabra katoke. Kushwata frakwati antero. Mebli toska frangiero. Ijihita, ijete hepa. Ijanko ilato nakero. Arianto proskie, mayanto vele. Aya, oh, shabratitos. Shabratitos, shabratitos, shabratitos. E gibele tushqua danche, ili cabrevita shuta, mangili dushwa. Angerno, kia kalakapito. Govrika doho shetien. Nu, makolo kopi. Pali combrero, mandio no kopi. Pisco, pisco. Oh, ascidonia. Oh, spabriteli e tignano qua. E si dico, certo. E si calaca brecchine che fra, mi sotto me seghe ma coca, mangio no copre. Pili duhu juan paf godile ko bref godishka tangele godoshka tapre. Biko toko bref katishko to prika fra. Olekaya, 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 olekaya. Bivrato Ramanaya, sebrakita, sebrakita, sebrakita. Bilitatya parakoto shankhyana kototo ko shankhyana kototo potatya. Obrasito, obrasito. Ibele hushwata na kombrekti di kombrakti na kodoshka ta aplika te kafai. Nego do kofre etia, todo koto hushya kamre, ma koto te kopepia. Bili kon cherno, bili kon tuerno, kosha, 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 kosha. Libretija pra, more. Oh, Father, more. Makitai, makitai anto. Ishita kopre, esha kopre kata lakya na kora kotanche. Shakora manakaya na kaha akambrakye. Ishata goho shantara goho shantara goho shantara goho shantara goho shantara goho Ishato ko prekata kaha shangyana koha shanka prakadashka. Nikola ko prakhyana ko doha shakkam pra. Ishato di ko pra, sato to do koha pa. Maskira prakata kehela kamba. Kibra ko doha shakkam prakata kaha lakka namakara kaka. Ishete kopreka fre, le kata na makwerio nange. Ibri tu ashato, idi de makwa, mandolo kopretia na kohra kabatia na kodia na kopretia. Ishete goho shande ne kohra kote le kakabra. Mishko dobre katika frontiento. Ishato goho shende le koto hosha kabre katika dahoshaka. Ishate goho kangra hale kyando le koto hosha kambre. Ikatra kata goho re kambra kata koho le kangra hala kambra katitya. Ishato goho shende le koto hosha kambra kata kangra ke. Oh, Father, Father, Father. Ishe de gubre, ishe de gubratia, ajankoria, telekomprenie. Ishe de gubrata, te kukusheka, manchoner pro. Manguesca, disco, tompresca, tionterco, peche. Ishe neka, ishe neka, ishe neka. Krivra korn. Krivara koromaka aletene aletene. Nyandolo kobrevra ke dai akora kombashke. Griva shvute. Pitatia. Pitatia, pitatia, pitatia. Mekolo koprivita. Gavra katonia ne kwa ala kapi, e shatora manakai. Kravi jale kohora panga. E gele kor, e shete kompre. Bibi tatono, no, ma kolakinia. Ma kolakinia mika, ma kolakinia mika manga. Malaki, malaki. Shandele kohoro kobrik from yo no kobra kapito no koshende. Ishalakai nanto no kohoshe. Kravida kombrik ala kakai ena koholo kobre. Ishite go toshka damfraka to kofretje. Kashka to nye ne kwa. Kashtika kobre vrita la tenya na kwa. Mito, 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 krivatio, krivatio. O shaprati frange, mango do godoho shai. Krefka donche de kongra la tito do goho shetre. Mito, mito, makanga la gadaha shai anakora makalakinya. Kebidika Masoto. Masoto Frangida Nakate. Katene Kohora Kapi, Teleko Baka. Isinemotwe, Tenokotoshka Dom, Brikadibadoshika Pro. Mito, 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 Kafranga, Ilitu Bra, Fraktoni, Nikwa. Mesotora, Mesotora, Mesotora. Om Saprakatija, Kankarakada Asokopre. Pafrika de go lochonte, bitwa, 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 mangoro go dohosha kapre. Ikala ko prefrika doshwanta da kohoshekte, kashkata prikata katanche de kata hashakya. Ma, meshko topra. Meshko topra kifra, meshko topra kifra komba, meshko topra pikaka. Pikakalele, pikakalele ubra, ila karakandiegde, eta la mati. Ete la kapa, oh, no, 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 no. Bidwa, bidwa fia kumka. Ale tuota, maskotope, maskotope, maskotope. Meletuta, meletuta. Male dovrebbero guandire mocciuasche debre tumbra ca fregri andombra. Frida le copricca da che la pignon no coro con brocchia no codosce chifuta. E se di coro codosce tombre cato codosce carne. Ma tu la caia ianaca. Compri fridagno no corco delle qua bacio no cogedie. E stagnorma e tongra cacadoce che dalla cambri che te godò e cianghia. Pisco topri che te cafrahetti, anto agne, afi, talo, camin, ani, cali. Gretagno, gretagno, gretagno. Ascolto un breve contento di qua, presca donne le quasche di calacaia. Oh, Father, we just thank you. We just thank you for this right and privilege to pray with you guiding our prayers. And when it's hooked up with our heart, our tongues, we know it's the perfect prayer. There's one more thing that came to me while we were praying, folks, and that we need to do, bless the Lord. We need to dispatch some angels to that meeting. Now, it is written in Hebrews that they are sent to be ministers for those who are the heirs of salvation. And so right now, from everywhere, let's just dispatch some angels. I'm going to dispatch some angels from Prayer Mountain. Angels from Prayer Mountain, go to the meeting in Jordan. Go to that meeting, Max's meeting in Jordan, and stand guard there. And warring angels particularly go. Particularly, we call upon the warring angels to go and stand guard over the meetings in the name and to combat and completely control any evil angels. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. They've already been told to go. The forces of darkness have been told to go. And you angels of God, please make a hedge around that place. Make a hedge there with the blood. In Jesus' name, we command the blood and we command the angels in Jesus' holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name and forget not all his benefits. One of those benefits is angels. Praise the Lord. Brother Max, are you there?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, I am here. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. And I do want to remind everyone that there's not going to be any prayer at Prayer Mountain today. There will not be prayer at Prayer Mountain. But of course, we're going to have our prayer at noon, 8 o'clock here in Jordan. And Israel, but we'll be back. But right now, let's hear what the Lord has allowed us to pray today. and work with him in Jesus' name. Brad and Max, thank you.
Yes, amen, amen. Well, start with the scripture, Colossians with a C, 2:15.
Okay.
Colossians, okay. First statement is underlined. And read like this. You are to celebrate the victorious work of Christ and the reality that through my restoration, you are free from the chains of all.
I want to ask you a question. Could that be resurrection? Or is it
restoration? Oh, it is resurrection. It's resurrection.
I thought so. Uh-huh.
Sorry.
That's
okay. It is resurrection.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, could you read it again, please?
You are to celebrate the victorious work of Christ and the reality that through my resurrection, you are free from the chains of all, A-L-L. I am your God. That is the statement.
Praise his name.
So, do you want to read it again, or we're good?
I think I've got it. Mm-hmm. I'll read it back to you. You can check it.
Okay.
You all underlined. You are to celebrate the victorious work of Christ and the reality that through my resurrection, you are free from the chains of all. I am your God.
That is correct.
Okay.
Then he gave us a scripture we get a lot, John 16:33.
John 16:33. But it is 1:6, right?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Then Romans 6:4. Romans 6:4. Next statement also, this one is underlined as well. And read like this. God has provided a way for you.
Thank you,
God,
Lord.
Has provided a way for you to experience the victorious life. To experience the victorious life that I, Jesus, bought and paid for you.
Thank you, Lord.
To have by confessing.
By confession.
To have by confessing.
Confessing.
Confessing, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who you are in me.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes,
oh, hallelujah. Folks, that right there is maturity.
Hmm.
Confessing who you are in him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
So God has provided a way for you to experience the victorious life that I, Jesus, bought and paid for you to have by confessing who you are in me. Okay.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Ephesians 2:10. Ephesians 2:10. Romans 8:1. Romans 8:1. Colossians with a G.
Galatians.
3. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Galatians. Thank you. I like it when you correct me.
Ooh,
Galatians.
I like you to straighten me out too. Whenever you need to. Galatians 3.
26.
26. Okay.
Okay. This one is not underlined, and it reads like this. Trend, T-R-E-N-D, begin a trend that continues to this day.
To what? I didn't get the next one.
Okay, that continues, C-O-N-T-I-N-U-E-S.
All right.
To this day, in this prayer, with my prophet and friend, declaring positive words over yourselves. Positive words over yourself. So begin a trend that continues to this day in this prayer with my prophet and friend, declaring positive words over yourself. That is the statement. Okay, praise the Lord. Next is a scripture here. Colossians with a C. 1:28. Colossians 1:28. 2 Timothy 1:9. 2 Timothy 1:9. Okay, another statement here. Experience the victorious life. I'm feeling like I'm repeating myself, but it's right here. Experience the victorious life that God gave you, church. That God gave you, church. And listen to my word today. Yeah, that's a statement. Experience the victorious life that God gave you, church, and listen to my word today. Next is the book of Acts. Acts 17:28. Acts 17:28. Romans 8:2. Huh. You just give us Romans 8:1.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Romans 8:2. Okay. Next statement. Victory is both. Victory is both a present reality and a future. Hope for those, hope for those who trust in the Lord. Okay, I'll read it again. Victory is both a present reality and a future hope for those who trust in the Lord. Another statement, and this one is, you got that, right, Miss Willie?
Mm-hmm, I do. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next statement is underlined. Through faith in me, through faith in me, you can overcome life trials, T-R-I-A-L-S,
trials.
Trials, okay, T-R-I-A-L-S, okay, trials. Find strength in adversity and walk boldly, in God's promise. Walk boldly in God's promise. In Israel, Jordan, and America. Okay.
There you have it,
underlined. There you have it, Billy.
Yep, right. See, there's just some trials here. Well, we overcome them. Praise the Lord.
I don't know if I can read the statement again. Maybe you should, just to make sure everybody got it.
All right. Underlined. Through faith in me, you can overcome life's trials. Find strength in adversity and walk boldly in God's promise in Israel, Jordan, and America.
There you go.
There we go. There we have it.
There
he knows where we are. He knows where we are, and we're to overcome any little trial that might show us a little head up.
My Jesus. He knows where we are.
We can do it through faith in him.
Mm-hmm. And he knows where everybody are, yeah? Okay.
Every single person on this line. You might not be in one of those three places, but he knows where you are.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Psalm 6:12. Psalm 6:12. 1 John 5:4. 1 John 5:4. Exodus 14:14. Oh, I just love it. Exodus 14:14. Okay. Next statement. Listen to this. I already read some of it. The beginning here. You are my winning teams. You are my winning teams. Not everyone can win. Yeah, not everyone can win. There is a time. There is a time for everything. And this is your time. You are my winning teams. Not everyone can win. There is a time for everything. And this is your time. Oh, same statement. This part is underlined. Focus on me. Yeah, focus on me. And you will. Okay, what is this word? Trump? T-R-I-U. Say it again. Triumph? T-R-I-U-M-P-H?
Right, triumph.
Okay. Let me just write it in Arabic so I can read it again. Triumph.
That means triumph. You're triumphant. We're called the triumphant church. We win. We overcome.
Oh.
It's another word for win. It means what winning means, triumph. But okay. It's kind of a powerful word. A powerful word.
With perfect spelling. Focus on me. And you will triumph in the effort. Yeah. In the effort. E-F-F-O-R-T.
Mm-hmm. It's an effort, so, a little bit of an effort to keep always focusing on him. That means practice his presence. Keep your mind on him. It's an effort to do that, but you will triumph. Focus on
him. Wow. Amen. So start with the word focus is underlined all the way to effort.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I believe you guys got it, so I'm going to continue on.
Mm-hmm.
1 Corinthians 9, verses 24 through 27. 1 Corinthians 9, 24 through 27. 2 Samuel 23, verse 12. 2 Samuel 23, 12. All right, next statement. Impact. Yeah, impact your performance. Impact your performance and mindset by providing a source of inner strength. And purpose that goes beyond your physical abilities. That's the statement. Impact your performance and mindset by providing a source of inner strength and purpose that goes beyond your physical abilities.
All right, that word mindset, what is the word before it?
Before mindset. Performance and mindset.
Performance and mindset.
Correct.
Okay. Impact your performance and mindset by providing a source of inner strength and purpose that goes beyond your physical abilities.
That is correct.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Next statement. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm going to spell it. I'm not all together yet. I'm going to spell it. C-U-L-I-V-A-T-I-N-G.
Spell it again.
C-U-L-I-V-A-T-I-N-G. Co-living? Cultivating?
I'm sure it's cultivating. It should have a C-U-L-T-I-V-A-T-I-N-G.
Oh, yes.
Cultivating.
Yeah, there is a T. There is a T. Cultivating. Okay. Cultivating. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sources. Cultivating sources of encouragement. And inspiration. And
inspiration.
Inspiration. Thank you. Keeping your faith. Keeping your faith at the center of your lives. At the center of your lives. Explore yourself. Like athletes today. Explore yourself like athletes today. Okay, cultivating source of encouragement and inspiration, keeping your faith at the center of your life. Explore yourself like athletes today. Okay. Next scripture here, Exodus 15:2.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 12:2. Hebrews 12:1. Hebrews 12:1. Okay, last statement. Oh, no, two more statements. Oh, there are underlined. That's what I want to say. So the statement is underlined. Learn to push through. Learn to push through doubt. Learn to push through doubt and obstacles. And obstacles, trusting that the race marked out for them. The race marked out.
R-A-C-E?
Yes, R-A-C-E. The race marked out for them has a divinely planned. And then purpose. Let me spell this plan. It's like planned. There's ED. P-L-A.
Yeah, planned purpose. A divinely planned
purpose. Okay,
plan
of purpose. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the statement. So the next one is also underlined, you are my athletes, church. You are my athletes.
Is that underlined?
Yes. You are my athletes, church. And it's underlined. Trust in me. That's what we pray.
This is really good.
This is what we pray for. Mr.
Really,
my
really, really
Lord,
good. Praise
Jesus.
God. Hallelujah. All right. Let me see
right.
That. I'm going to have to do this here. Colossians 2:15. Now, this means God the Father. Some people think this means Jesus, but if you go back, it's going to tell you God the Father did this. Having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. There you see that word triumph, Max. The other translation, this is the New American, when he had disarmed the rulers and authorities, he made a public display of them, having triumphed over them through him. Underlined. Now, here's the thing about that. That the old, what they used to do, like in Rome, when they conquered Judea, they took the slaves and they had a big parade in Rome and they built a big arch celebrating that victory. They had a big victory parade. So this is telling us that when God the Father, through Jesus, he spoiled those principalities and powers, those evil spirits, rulers and authorities, and he made a parade out of them for all creation to see. And so now this goes right along with the next statement. That's a celebration that he did. You are, and this is underlined, you are to celebrate the victorious work of Christ and the reality that through my resurrection, you are free from the chains of all. I am your God. John 16:13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come. No, it's 16:33. Excuse me, 16:33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And then Romans 6:4. We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead, by the glory of the Father, we, too, might walk in newness of life. We were resurrected with him when you were born again.
Amen.
Now underlined. God has provided a way for you to experience the victorious life that I, Jesus, bought and paid for, and paid for you to have by confessing who you are in me. Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. You see, he provided this victory. But for us to walk in it, we have to confess who we are in him. I would suggest to you that little mini book of Brother Hagin called In Him. You just go through the letters and you underline who you are in Christ. See here, it tells you you're created in Christ Jesus for good works. That's who I am. Romans 8:1.
Six four.
Oh, I skipped down. Romans 6:4. See, you have to straighten me out. Turnabout is fair play. All right. I thought I read that, Romans 6:4. We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just, as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. And then we have this statement underlined, God has provided a way for you to experience the victorious life that I, Jesus, bought and paid for you to have by confessing who you are in me. Then we read the Ephesians verse, and now we're going to read Romans 8:1.
Yeah, sorry, I was thinking ahead. I mean, above it still. Yeah. I'm not down there in my mind. Yeah.
There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. That's, you have no condemnations. That's who you are. You're not condemned. You're free. Galatians 3:26. The devil will try to get you to condemn yourself, but no. It's not who you are. Here's who you are. For in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. That's who I am. I'm a child of God. So I just confess that. I'm a child of God.
I'm a child of God.
Begin a trend that continues to this day in this prayer with my prophet and friend declaring positive words over yourself. And those words are going to be found who you are in Christ in the letters to the church. Okay, Colossians 1:28. Just think about this, folks. Colossians 1:28. Who you are is found in the New Testament letters. There are three groups of people, the Jews, the nations, and the church. But the book of Ephesians, for instance, and Colossians, those are all about the church and who they are. No one else. Church. Okay, Colossians 1:28. We proclaim whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus, or complete or mature in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 1:9. We're going to be presented to Jesus. And Paul said he'd really like to be able to present us mature, not little baby Christians. Well, how do we get mature? We find out who we are in the New Testament letters, and we say that. That's who we are. Okay, and this is 2 Timothy 1:9.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I read that, actually. Whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man mature in Christ. Experience the victorious life that God gave you, church, and listen to my word today. See, he wants us to experience the victory that he has for us. Acts 17:28. For in him we live and move and have our being. As certain also of your own poets have said, for we also are his offspring. Romans 8:2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. See, it's in him we live and move and have our being. And the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Victory is both a present reality and a future hope for those who trust in the Lord. And then underlined, through faith in me, you can overcome life's trials, find strength in adversity, and walk boldly in God's promise in Israel, Jordan, and America. Hallelujah. You know, Max, you're going to have some diversity in that meeting, but you walk. That means there'll be different people there with different ideas and different,
that's right.
You know, they're coming from all different places. They have a different backgrounds. Some of them have a strong background in the word. Some of them don't. But just find strength in a diversity and walk boldly in God's promise in that meeting, Max. Walk boldly in God's promises. Let them see that in you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let them see that. Because some of them are, it's not easy to walk boldly, but you can do it. Psalm 6:12. Mm-hmm. All my enemies will be ashamed and greatly dismayed. They shall turn back. They will suddenly be ashamed.
Mm-hmm.
1 John 5, 4. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Strong emphasis on faith today.
Yes.
Exodus 14, 14.
And victory, yes, yes.
You're exactly right. Faith and victory.
Yes.
The Lord will fight for you. And you shall hold your peace, King James. Other translations say, the Lord will fight for you while you keep silent. Exodus
14:14.
Okay. You are my... Now, I love this. I'm a sports fan. I find relaxation in sports. Sometimes I find, oh, my goodness. But, like, for instance, I'm an Oklahoma University football fan. So they made the playoffs. And I thought of that all the time, Willie. Everybody that's a football fan of the NCAA, they're thinking that right now. And if you're a fan of basketball, you're thinking about that right now. So he's gonna compare us to athletes. He did that with Paul in the New Testament. He compared them with the athletes of that day. So this really spoke to me when I heard it. You are my winning teams. Not everyone can win. There's a time for everything, and this is your time. Then underlined, focus on me, and you will triumph in the effort. So we're his teams, and his teams win. We don't lose. We win. 1 Corinthians 9:24-27. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win. Everyone who competes in the games exercises self-control in all things. They then do it to receive a perishable wreath. In those days, they gave wreaths and put them in their heads. Crown, King James says. But we, an imperishable. Therefore, I run in such a way as not without aim. I box in such a way as not boxing the air. But I discipline my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified. Completely, completely talking about this. Life like a race. 2 Samuel 23:12. But he took his stand in the midst of the plot, defended it, and struck the Philistines. And the Lord Jehovah brought about a great victory. Now, actually, what it's doing here is David's mighty men. And God is commending them. He's saying how great they were. And this is speaking about a certain man named Shammah. And I'll read the verse before it. I'll read verse, what verse did he give us? 12. I'll read verse 11. And next to Eleazar was Shammah, son of Agi the Hararite. The Philistines were gathered at Lehi on a piece of ground full of lentils, and the Israelites had fled from the Philistines. But he, the Shammah, stood in the midst of the ground and defended it and slew the Philistines, and the Lord wrought a great victory. In other words, the Israeli army fled from these people, but he stood there and planted his stake in the ground. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Father. Impact your performance and mindset by providing a source of inner strength and purpose that goes beyond your physical abilities. Cultivating sources of encouragement and inspiration, keeping your faith at the center of your lives, explore yourself like athletes today. All right, now I told you that my team, Oklahoma University, is going to be in the football playoffs. Well, nobody expected us to be in the football playoffs. And in football, you have a defense and an offense. Our defense has been winning games for us. When you come up against our defense, you come up like a buzzsaw. But our offense hasn't been very good. So we've got 3 weeks or so till the playoffs. So what is the Oklahoma University doing right now? They are exploring themselves. They are checking out how can we make our offense better. Each athlete is seeing how he can get better. So that's what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be strengthening ourselves. We're supposed to be examining ourselves, see where our weakness is, and strengthen it. And how do you strengthen it? Well, you build your faith. You go to the scriptures. Like if you have been having a trouble with fear, you go to your strict scriptures and you say, God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. Whatever your weakness is, you go to the word, you confess that word, and you strengthen yourself. We are to explore ourselves. Exodus 15:2. If you don't have time of prayer, a prayer life, explore yourself and get a prayer life. See what your weaknesses is. Your weaknesses are. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him. My Father's God, and I will exalt him. Romans 12:2. He gives us this one all the time, because this is how you strengthen yourself. Bless the Lord. Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. That's how you strengthen yourself. You transform your mind. How do you do it? With the Word of God. Then that strengthens you. Just like he told you. That's your exercise. Athletes have their exercises they do. That's your exercise. Hebrews, my exercise. I say you. I'm talking me too. Hebrews 12:1. Therefore, glory. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Each one of us has a race to run. And we're being watched. There's a great cloud of witnesses. I think he's particularly talking about the ones that have gone on to heaven, the ones that are written about in the 11th chapter of Hebrews. And he said, now they're watching us. They're watching us run our race. Hallelujah. Oh, my, he's talked to us about our race. Underlined. Learn to push through doubt and obstacles, trusting that the race marked out for them has a divinely planned purpose. You are my athletes, church. Trust in me. There's a race for you to run, Max.
There's a race for you to run.
Just push through any doubt, push through any obstacle, whatever came up, whatever obstacles there are before you, just push through it and run the race marked out for you. It's a got a divinely planned purpose. Well, you're his athlete, Brother Max. And I'm his athlete. And I'm getting ready for this group to come. And I'm just going to push through and walk in faith.
Amen.
And we're going to have the best tour. Bless the Lord. You know, I've been sitting here and as I've looked out, when I first started this prayer call, I could see across the Yom HaMelech, across the Dead Sea, over into Jordan. And as the evening light struck those mountains, those Jordanian mountains, they looked pinkish purple. But now while we've been here, the moon has just come out beautifully. And it's a full moon, which is like the middle of the month. Each Hebrew month starts with a new moon, just a little sliver. And then it moves on over till it's a full moon, and that's the middle of the month. And then it ebbs and wanes and goes down to the end of the month, and a new moon. It's just amazing, the moon. The moon is made for moeds, it's made for appointments. But it's so gorgeous tonight, so beautiful tonight. I wondered if you might go out. It's the same moon. I just wonder if it's beautiful where you are. Yeah, you can see it, can you, Max?
Yes, I can see it. I'm inside. I could see it from the window. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Uh-huh. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, Lord.
Uh-huh. Bless the Lord. So each one of us can look up, of course, this morning where you are there in America. But it's just so beautiful. Well, all righty. Max and I are going to leave, and then we're going to be back. Max, for us, it'll be 8 o'clock at night, right? And for everybody else, it's going to be 12 noon on the dot, because there's no prayer out at Prayer Mountain today. Actually, Tony and Brenda are making their way to New York to fly out of there to get over to Jordan. And and then I think we've got some equipment, equipment and staff. We've got staff on vacation. So whatever, there's nobody out at Prayer Mountain today. Praise the Lord. But we'll be praying at noon together by phone. So I'll see you then. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.